you say we go out on a date?
Ooh, date night. I'll go change my bra.
Dating sucks.
So, how did the date go last night?
What happened?
Hey, what happened?
I'll tell you what happened.
Were you wine-dined and left behind?
Well, it's time to find out what happened.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.
We're going to see if we can help out our listener, Chris, this morning. He tracked us down because apparently he and Renee had been dating for a little bit. And now things have gone cold, and he wants to know, well, of course, what happened. How you doing, Chris? Good morning.
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. All right. So your email said you'd been out a few times. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your dates and how it had gone so far, at least in your mind?
So, yeah, Renee and I had been out a few times, and in my mind, they had gone really, really well. We'd gone out for dinner. We'd gone out for drinks a few times. There was even some pretty good makeout sessions, and we seem to be clicking really, really well. And I'm not really one to really fall for a girl for too strong or after a few dates. I don't buy into that kind of thing, but I felt a pretty strong connection with Renee, more so than I do with other women. And I'll be honest, in the back of my mind, with the holidays coming up, I was thinking, you know, I might have something here. We might have, you know, a real relationship. I was thinking, you know, what am I going to get her for Christmas? Am I going to meet her family? Is she going to meet mine? I hope that both those things happen. And none of it even freaked me out. Usually I'd be like, you know, slow down. I was all in.
Okay.
Again, I felt genuinely about Renee. And then after about our fourth time out together, I guess, we walked back to her place. And I didn't get an invite in, and I had gotten an invite in before.
Oh.
And she just said, you know, she said she had an early morning, which is fine. It was the middle of the week, right? It was a weeknight, so I thought it wasn't really a blow off.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't washing her hair,
right?
No,
so,
but
I mean, some people do got to go to work,
yeah.
Right?
No.
I mean, it could.
Nobody has
to sleep, right?
No,
I know. It's
no
the
one
argument
needs
I always
the excitement.
Use. It's the argument I always use with husbands and wives because,
right.
Oh, you know, I'm too tired for sex. I'm like, not the first 2 weeks you were going out.
Well, that's true.
All right. Anyway, so fourth time, you didn't get an invite in. She said she had an early morning, right? So then have you heard from her since?
So I've heard from her since only once. I actually texted her the following day, and I don't know, it was like a generic text. I just said, you know, like, hey, how are you? What's up? And she got back to me, said, can't text much. I'm swamped. And that was it. That's the last time I've heard from her.
You were blown off.
Yeah.
Sounds like
that's
it.
Unless,
brutal.
I mean, year-end at work places sometimes get very busy.
Not that busy.
No.
I'm trying. Probably not.
You
we'll
can
see.
Send a quick text. I don't know.
We'll
all
see.
Right.
Good morning, Renee.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Renee, how you doing?
Hello, how are you guys?
Good. You were listening in. You heard Chris, and he told us about your dates and said he thought things were really going good until you were apparently real busy one night, had to get up early, and you were swamped at work the next day. Sounds like a blow-off to us. Were you blowing him off?
So there's like a bit of an issue behind that story. You know, like, Chris is a really great guy. He's definitely a guy that I could see myself being with, you know, in the long term, but there's like one really big problem that we're just not on the same page for. And the nickname I have for him is the Just One More Guy.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, like, I'm not a night owl at all, you know, I'm still young, I want to go have fun. But I told Chris a few times when we went out together that I don't like staying out late. It's not my thing. I'm not like a fun hater or anything, but I don't really see the reason why we need to be at the bars until midnight.
Yeah,
you know, like, I'd rather have a few drinks, head home around, you know, 9:30. I don't want to start my morning being tired, and I just like don't see the fun in staying out all night. You know, like, there's better things that we can do with our time.
Yeah,
and Chris does, like, that's his thing. So we'd be out, we'd be having a good time. 10 o'clock would roll around. I'd like drop him a hint, be like, "Let's get out of here." Or, you know, "I want to call it a night." And he'd be like, "No, one more drink." Or, "We have to go to this next place and like meet a buddy of mine."
Okay. Okay.
I mean,
Chris already
always wants to stay out. You
yeah,
know?
Chris already sounds married.
Right. No, that is. That is what happens. And if it's already this way.
Exactly. You know, like, I don't want to close down the bar every single night that we're out.
Right.
Right. Okay.
You know, and I've been, you know, dropping hints. Kind of, you know, like early morning isn't a blow off, but it isn't really morning if I'm not getting home until like midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, and I get this because I used to be a lot like, I mean, I still am, but when I was dating, I was kind of like that. And I always felt like someone wasn't respecting what mm-hmm. I had said and what I wanted to do when they start doing that. They're like, come on. And it's like, you're getting peer pressured. And I don't like that. You're not hearing me. You're not hearing me say, I mean, I can see how you'd be bothered.
So Chris, you heard Renee here. She wanted to go home a little earlier than mm-hmm. you did. So in one sense, to your original story, what you told us, she wasn't blowing you off. She did really want to go home.
Yes, yeah, sounds like it.
Sounds like a problem. You see?
Yeah, I guess I kind of misread her hints. I wish she maybe was a little bit more blunt because I just thought. We were having so much fun. We were laughing, you know. Like I said, we were having awesome makeout sessions. I just didn't want the night to end. I didn't think Renee did either.
Okay. Well, he just really likes you, Renee.
Yeah, but to Renee's point overall here, then leave the bar and get to the good makeout session. Like, why do we have to wait until midnight for that to start? I start thinking mm-hmm. things like, do you have to be really, really buzzed to make out with me? Can we not make out sober?
Is that a rhetorical question?
He's saying that he's getting the hints, but it's like, if I keep dropping these hints, like, fun times, we'd have a lot more fun back at my place
right.
than staying out at the bar for another drink, you know? Oh. So, like, he's saying that all these hints are going on. It's like, clearly you're not getting the hint of, like, let's go back.
It's just a simple miscommunication.
You know?
Like, there's an easy fix to this. Like, in my opinion, let's just not close down the bar. No big deal.
Well, is it no big deal, Chris? Or are you one of those people who has, like, like the FOMO, the fear of missing out? Like, you've got to be there. You want to be in with the action, or you want mm-hmm. to be meeting your buddies, like, because that's a real thing. That's you got to come to terms with that if you're one of those people who would leave at 9 or 10 and then feel like you're missing a good time.
By the way, this segment, Chris is playing the part of Justin, Colleen's husband.
I mean, wow. Right. Except Justin knows there's no fun times back at her place.
There's no sexy makeout sessions.
Okay, so Chris's answer to this, Renee, is he'll go home with you earlier. Is that good enough for you, or what do you think?
I mean, you know, like, I've talked this over with my friends, because obviously he's a good guy, and, you know, we got along, but the main issue is that one of us, and most likely me, would either have to stay out longer, or he'd have to, like, end his fun night earlier, and it's not really fair that either of us have to choose between that, you know, mm-hmm. so like if he enjoys that, that's fine. If I enjoy going home, then that's fine. But, you know, I think he's a great guy. He's just not really a great guy for me. And I'm probably not, you know, the perfect girl for him. We're just like not in sync.
Okay.
So you're not trying to change him?
Wow. No, I mean, I think that's kind of unfair.
That's very mature.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very mature.
Wow. You're clearly not ready for marriage.
Right.
Okay, we've learned a lot today. Chris, I know this is not the news you wanted to hear, but you did want to know what happened. And Renee says that she just doesn't think you guys are compatible, at least at this point in your life. And she doesn't want you to change any more than she wants to change. I think that's fair enough.
Yeah.
You got, I think, an honest answer here. I know it's not the one you wanted to hear, but it looks like it's not going anywhere, Chris. Sorry.
I mean, it's fair. It sucks. But I guess it's fair.
All right. All right. Well, I'm sorry.
Well, thanks for coming
on,
you guys.
Thank you, yes, both of you for coming on the show. We do appreciate you sharing the experience with us, and good luck to both of you, okay?
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Take care, Chris.
Bye.
Take care, Renee. Bye.
Have you been ghosted?
Are you wondering what happened?
Call the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt After the Show hotline to tell us about it.
At 309-4270.